Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
I do like that the sumo wrestling is going to be down at Batwell Auditorium. Good to crank up some old memories there at Batwell. That's where wrestling was when I was growing up.
Right, the one your grandmom used to watch talking about.
Yep.
Do you remember some of the names?
You know, I don't even know if... I was told that those that were on local TV because of remotes back in the 70s and the technology, that was actually shot maybe in like the CBS 42 studio, and they had smaller audiences, and then the big events were down at Batwell Auditorium.
Right.
But the TV part wasn't really from Batwell early on. But
yeah, I've seen a ton of concerts at Batwell. I used to go to a lot of concerts as a kid. But I think I saw Motley Crue open for Ozzy Osbourne at Batwell.
At Batwell Auditorium?
I think so.
I can't remember ever going to a concert at Batwell.
Yeah, I went to Quiet Riot. I went to Billy Idol there. Trying to think of some other concerts at Batwell.
Honest to goodness.
Robert Palmer?
I saw Robert Palmer at the amphitheater.
Oh, okay. Dang.
I think the only time I've been in Batwell Auditorium is when we went in to have a beer after running the Mercedes Marathon.
Yep.
That's the second time I was in there. I've been in there twice. I was there the other time.
I think that's the only time I've ever been inside a Batwell Auditorium.
Wow.
I guess I may have gone as a kid to wrestling, because we did go wrestling one night. Damn Yankees, Tojo Yamamoto, and them. So I went wrestling. I think that was at Batwell.
I saw the... Damn Yankees open for the Black Crows at Batwell.
Wow.
Oh, Damn Yankees, the band, not the wrestling duo, the tag team.
Forrester says he's all Smashing Pumpkins there.
They're in town this weekend.
They are.
Are they really?
And that ticket, somebody was telling me that ticket's $200.
For Smashing Pumpkins?
Well, yeah, they got secondary market.
Like 80% of the band, the original band's back. They have Billy Chamberlain, Jimmy Chamberlain on drums, and James Iha on guitar.
Small venue, though. It's like it's out at Avondale.
So Dave,
it's not that small. You're outside.
Dave says Metallica Black played. BJCC.
I was at that concert. It was BJCC.
Yeah.
Charleston, one of our great female listeners, WVOK, Shower of the Stars, always at Batwell.
Now, what was that?
I don't know. Shower of the Stars. Is it like American Idol hitting multiple acts? Shower of the Stars?
I got no idea.
Yeah. Shower of the Stars.
This is Danny DeVito in a shower.
Here's how he takes a shower. Now you notice.
Man, he's small.
He's got soap on his back right now.
Danny likes to shampoo first. Didn't you set up a remote one time for LT back in the days before you were really on the air, when you were just plugging up wires for Herb at a strip joint in Atlanta?
I delivered equipment there, I think.
Delivered equipment.
That was the Cheetah, right?
Yeah.
It was the Cheetah, yep. And Ray Malik.
Yep. We had to drive. We were on our way. Where were Ray and I? We were doing the show actually from the Georgia Dome, I think. Ray and I were, and we had to drop something for Lance, and Fitzy wasn't with you then, was he?
Cole was on with me.
Was it Cole?
Day.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, for Lance and Cole.
Now, I'm told, I wouldn't know, but there was, I think, at the Cheetah at one point, a shower that was sort of in the middle of a room.
Part of the show?
That people...
I never saw that.
People would watch some of the dancers shower.
I didn't frequent the Cheetah much. I've probably been to the Cheetah 10 times in my life, and I've never seen a shower.
Yeah. Just, I was told back in the day. All right. So let's get...
Ate a good club sandwich there, though.
It still amazes me.
That's what they're known for, man.
I'll
take dancers here, too? What the hell?
I'll take the old club sandwich.
I can get a club sandwich and this?
The Cheetah Club.
Dr. B, that'll put hair on your chest. Dr. B will put hair on your head, man.
Oh, yes. With age, for most comes hair loss. Unfortunately, I noticed hair starting to fall out a little bit this year. Asked around. Everybody said call Dr. Beckenstein. I set up the consultation with Dr. B and his team. They perform genetic testing to determine the best course of treatment. It's cutting edge, and Dr. B, the only one in the state offering it. He can target an individual's treatment based on the genetics, formulate compounds and prescriptions to their profile. This is an absolute game changer. After I got my results, me and Dr. Beckenstein had that virtual meeting to go over my options. We chose the non-invasive laser treatment, which will help increase thickness and health of my hair. Excited to see those results in the next few months. Dr. Beckenstein takes pride in treating each patient personally, applying his expertise to produce quality results. For more than 20 years, women and men have turned to Dr. B for a range of cosmetic and reconstructive procedures. He will use use that experience and his advanced training to help his patients fully understand the procedures they are considering. Call Dr. Beckenstein today, 205-319-0316. That's 205-319-0316.
Kurt Busch wins in NASCAR at Kansas. Steve Stricker wins the champion, the region's tradition out at Greystone. Auburn sweeps Alabama in baseball. Last game was a no contest because of weather delay and curfew. One more regular season weekend of SEC baseball before they come to Hoover for the SEC baseball tournament. Arkansas wins the SEC softball tournament. Selection Sunday comes. Host teams for regionals coming up include Alabama, who gets the number 6 overall seed. Arkansas has the number 4 overall seed. Florida is a 14 seed. Tennessee is an 11 seed. And Missouri is a 15 seed. All of those teams will host regionals. That means they're the favorites to advance to super regionals. The rest of the league that got a bid are all 2 seeds. Texas A&M, LSU, Ole Miss, Georgia, Kentucky, and Auburn all going to the NCAA tournament. Only 2 teams in the SEC not in the NCAA tournament in softball. That's South Carolina and Vandy. And Vandy doesn't even have a team. So South Carolina is the one that comes up just short this year. We got baseball in town coming up Tuesday at the Hoover Met, Auburn and Samford, 6 o'clock out there. You can check and get tickets to see Auburn before they come back and play at the SEC tournament. And those are your headlines. No NBA, no NHL tonight after an exciting Sunday in both of those. But we always love to talk college football. We did that earlier with Josh Pate. That's podcasted at nextroundlive.com. And our friends at FanDuel started last Thursday throwing out some betting lines, and they've completed the rest of the season out today. Brown has pulled some interesting ones, and we're going to talk a little about that here in this segment.
You want those early season ones, too, because we've done week one, haven't we? We've gotten all those.
We've done those. You just entertain us with betting lines.
All right,
lines.
I'll entertain. So these are what they consider some of their game of the year lines, some of their bigger games. Alabama at Texas. Alabama, a 14.5-point favorite via FanDuel at Texas.
I was going to say 14.5.
Yeah.
So give me a lean. This is not Lance's official play on these games.
But I would lay the 14.5.
You'd lay the 14.5 there. Yep. I mean, this, you heard Josh say earlier, though, this 40% of the roster is remade there in Austin.
We still don't know what you're getting at quarterback. You know, Hudson Card probably not going to be the guy. It's probably going to be yours, but we don't know how good he's going to be.
Yeah, first time against that Alabama defense, and they got some guys that can pressure him.
Now the good news for yours or Card, whoever your starting quarterback is, you got Bijan Robinson back there. And Xavier Worthy. I mean, you've got some playmakers on that offense.
If I ask you, though, where Alabama, their defense has been vulnerable, is it usually through the air, or is it through the run, like a runner like Bijan Robinson, do you think that can take advantage?
It will be tough for him to get 100 yards against Alabama.
Okay.
The way I think Alabama's
defense. Yeah, and if he doesn't go over 100 yards, this thing's a 21-point game.
Yeah,
but because of Bijan, you can't sit there, if you're Will Anderson and Dallas Turner, and just pin your ears back and go after the quarterback. You got to respect the run a lot.
I just don't think Texas is physical enough. I'm watching them against Arkansas last year.
Yeah, so I mean, you just Arkansas, went straight Pat Dye. You don't think they're man enough to run the ball?
They're not man enough to win the game.
I mean, Arkansas beat them up.
A couple other games that day, by the way. Kentucky is at Florida. Florida is favored 4 in that game. For those of you that think Kentucky might be a contender in the East, they would have to be pulling upset, slight upset against Florida. And Tennessee -3.5 at Pitt. Week 3, Miami at Texas A&M. This is a early...
it's going to be
interesting matchup.
A&M, I would say, is probably 10.5.
A&M is -9. So that tells you this is an uphill climb for Mario Cristobal of Miami on the road at Texas A&M.
It'd be an interesting game, though, if Texas A&M has pegged the wrong quarterback. That Miami team can make this interesting.
Yeah, well, even if they pegged the right quarterback, the best quarterback on the field will be Tyler Van Dyke.
Also that day, Penn State visits Auburn. FanDuel Sportsbook has installed Penn State as a skinny 1-point favorite at Auburn.
I would have Auburn -1.
Yeah, that surprised me. I thought Auburn would be in the lead here.
The Southwest Classic, week 4, Arkansas, Texas A&M in Dallas, 7.5. Texas A&M is favored in this game over Arkansas.
That's about right.
Think so, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The next week, Arkansas gets the reward of playing Alabama in Fayetteville. This is one of those games where people are like, Alabama.
I would think that Alabama...
they could go to Arkansas, they could trip up.
I would list them as 14.5.
I think it's going to be exactly the same as Texas, 14.5.
FanDuel has it at 17.5. Ooh. Alabama at Arkansas.
I would grab me some Arkansas right now.
You like that, huh? Yep.
This hour of the show being brought to you by our friends at Champy's World Famous Fried Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, open for lunch now. As always, this hour, the third hour of our show, brought to you by Sterling and his crew there, Mississippi Delta Tamales, the Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, chicken on a stick, great southern fried chicken recipe. Sterling has some secrets there that makes that the juiciest, most flavorful fried, flavor-filled fried chicken you would ever, ever want. Great sides, po' boys, wonderful desserts. Your home for blues, brews, and bird is championschicken.com. And we should point out, it's my fault, Locker Room Dwarf says, is Montana coming on today? Mentioned it earlier, but Montana Fouts, because of the NCAA tournament coming up, dual practices today, two-a-days, so can't be on the show today. Hopefully with us tomorrow. She will be on with us at some point this week. So check with us early in the show tomorrow. We'll give you a time for Montana.
Week six. Who beat Alabama last year, guys?
Texas A&M.
Yes, they did. In the regular season.
And Georgia.
And Georgia. In the regular season, it was Texas A&M. They come to Tuscaloosa.
13.5.
Week six. Alabama in revenge form, minus 16, hosting Texas A&M. Mm.
Seems a little heavy.
You grab your little A&M there, would you?
They really don't have problems with A&M lately in Tuscaloosa.
They do not. They have been blowouts, bludgeonings.
But it seems like, didn't they play back inside a pretty close game? Didn't they come back and make it a two-score game at the end in 2020?
Maybe, but it just never felt in doubt. Yeah,
yeah, it seems like it got big and they ballooned back or came back to like a 14-point game.
Week seven, here's another one where everybody's like, you know, Alabama's at Tennessee. This is an improved Tennessee football team. Maybe this changes, but Alabama right now favored 16.5 at Tennessee.
So this virtually the same thing as in Fayetteville?
Virtually the same thing as in Fayetteville. Virtually the same thing as hosting Texas A&M. Virtually the same thing as playing Texas. You're going to see a trend here with Alabama, by the way. I'll just go ahead and tell you with these point spreads. You like that one, Alabama 16.5?
Something tells me I would take Tennessee at 16.5.
Yeah, I think Hooker's too good of a quarterback.
FanDuel Sportsbook with these odds. Some other, and we'll come back to Alabama and the SEC games. This one jumped out at me. USC at Utah, October 15th.
Biggest game in the Pac-12.
Biggest game in the Pac-12.
I would say that Utah right now is a three-point favorite.
It's in Utah, right?
It is in Salt Lake City.
I personally think they're a touchdown better, but I think because of the brand, it will be Utah 3.
I'm going to say because of the brand, it's a pick 'em.
FanDuel Sportsbook, USC favored by a point at Utah. Are we just missing on USC here? Vegas obviously really likes them.
Yeah, I'll take Utah right now.
Would you? Stake bet, Jim. He's thinking about it. I thought it was going to be. No. Let's move.
I would rather you not put a stake on USC.
Oh, that means you should do it.
That's very tempting to do it at that point.
Yes.
Don't tell me not to do it.
That's all you
got
to do.
We got a long summer to put a stake on USC and Utah, if we haven't already.
That was like the opening scene of Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid when he goes, if he invites me to stay, we'll leave.
Hey, we have a stake bet in play, by the way, Brown.
Right.
I reminded him this morning that I have Luka with the Mavs getting to the finals before Dak Prescott gets to a Super Bowl.
And now all of a sudden that's in play because they bounced 100%. Phoenix. They're just four wins away.
Four wins away. And Dallas, they're not even flitting footballs right now.
Yeah.
Kentucky is at Tennessee. Again, for those that think Kentucky is going to be a contender in the East, Tennessee favored 3.5 in this one.
Yeah, I would have gone Tennessee 4.
Cocktail party.
16.5 Georgia.
No, I don't think it's that heavy. I bet it's Georgia 14.
17.
Wow.
17 in a cocktail party? Are you kidding me? Alabama is at LSU.
Alabama 10.
I'm going to keep the trend going.
No, I mean, it's probably 13, actually.
I'm going to keep the trend going, Brown. I'm going to say at least 13.5.
16 at LSU.
I should have gone with the trend of 16.
Again, I mean, it's like
they're stuck.
Yeah, it's like just make Alabama a 16-point favorite over. Well, they play in the SEC. We don't care. Georgia at Kentucky. Georgia favored 16 in that one, according to FanDuel. Your Egg Bowl has Ole Miss favored by 7. And then the Iron Bowl.
I would definitely take Mississippi State plus 7.
Would you now?
Yeah.
That game is being played in Oxford, if that matters to you at all.
The Iron Bowl's in Oxford?
Yes, I know. It's weird. They like to do that every 50th year. So the Iron Bowl, it's the first Iron Bowl line we have seen. This is courtesy of FanDuel Sportsbook, obviously November 26th in Bryant-Denny Stadium.
I would say the line is 20.5.
I will go 23.
26.
Wow.
Alabama favored 26 early on in the Iron Bowl. Now, listen, this has been actually the Iron Bowl, as much as we love that game, and it is a competitive game often, but this little exercise we do right here where we get these early season point spreads, those have been some really big Iron Bowl numbers of late.
Yeah.
And a lot of things have changed. You know, the 2013 game, Auburn was better than many thought. You know, by the time the 2019 game rolled around, Tua was injured and Mac Jones was starting. You know, the 2017 game, Auburn was a little better than everybody thought. So all those games are Jordan Hare, though.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the difference.
You're doing the odd years there, 13, 15, 17, 19, 21.
All those Jordan Hare games, they're cut a little different, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah. It's Bryant Denny has been a blowout. And, you know, right now, if gun to head, you had to put money on Auburn catching 26 at Bryant Denny, what would you do?
Zach says that's value for Auburn because the interim coach then will have nothing to lose. Zach from the channel.
Do you think there's any chance that he could be fired in season?
Yeah. I mean, they tried to fire him after one season where they were extremely competitive in the Iron Bowl, almost won the thing.
Should have won the game.
And they tried to fire him. So, yeah, I think anything is on the table. And if you've looked at the back half of Auburn's schedule, it is going to be a really tough finish. I mean, you're going to have, like, if they're not 4-1 or 5-0 in those first five games, you're going to have every opportunity to fire the guy probably because that's such a difficult finish of the schedule. But again, answer my question. If I made you had to bet right now.
I'd lay it.
You'd lay the 26?
Yep.
Dunaway? Oh, Alabama favored by 26.
Can you tell me Bryce Young is still up and
yeah,
immobile?
I mean, let's just assume everybody is relatively healthy.
If everybody's healthy, then yes, I would lay the 26 and a half.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where it is right now with FanDuel. We'll see when the game rolls around. I doubt it'll be 26 when the game rolls around, but we'll see.
You can get a link to some of those in our morning rounds back on Thursday, and then we'll send out another link tomorrow in the morning rounds for the rest of them late in the season, or just go straight to FanDuel. And you can get them there. Brownie running through some of the bigger games in college football in the SEC. Brought to you by our friends at Precision. No doubt injuries played a factor in a couple of those NBA series where we saw upsets, where we saw the Suns go down. Booker missed some time in that one, wasn't 100%. But more importantly, in the Bucks and Celtics series, no Middleton really impacted that series. For you to get back in the game, Precision Sports can make it happen.
If you're a golfer, tennis player, or anything in between, let the specialist at Precision Sports Medicine and Orthopedics guide your journey back to health. Our physicians have been caring for athletes and their families in 9 Birmingham metro areas. Our team of experts will work with you on a personalized treatment plan to get you back to health. Your greatest comeback starts here. Book an appointment online today at precisionsportsmedicine.com/comeback.
So Bama is not going to be favored by, according to these, Bama would not be favored by less than 2 touchdowns in any game they play this year.
That's amazing. But I'm because the biggest one I gave you, I think every game will be double digits.
The tightest one I gave you was Texas.
Yeah.
And that's obviously a road game. That was at 14 and a half. Everything else was 16 or more. And those are all the major games Alabama plays.
Amazing scene this weekend at an Arkansas baseball game.
I can't believe this dude did this.
I had to ask Forrester, was it a real raccoon or not? A fan on the third base side.
First time you've ever asked
Arkansas
that question?
Home game. Right here, catches a raccoon that was loose inside the stadium, grabs it by the nape of the neck, and takes it out of the stadium there. And as you can see, I mean, you got a security guy walking him out, so it's a real raccoon.
That damn thing bites him? I mean, he's got rabies immediately.
No, I think he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah, tetanus shots him forever, even if he claws you. I mean, we saw them catch a cat, and the cat clawed you up. This guy, I mean, at one point, I would get so scared I'd drop the thing, even if I get to that point.
Nothing to do with a raccoon.
And that thing is so mad now that if you drop it, he's going after people.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, hats off to that guy.
Do you remember when Ian lost a bet with me and had to eat a raccoon?
I do.
I can't believe you did that, by the way.
It messed his entire weekend up. It said it threw his whole system off.
Yeah. Well, I could imagine.
I mean, I had one bite of it. It was the greasiest animal.
But you're right. I mean, just one scratch of that, and you're getting tetanus shots.
Now, there's another angle that I saw. Dude falls. It looks like he blows his ACL.
Yeah, yeah. He's trying to get away from it.
Yeah.
And this guy just goes after and grabs it.
Because that thing's fighting for its life. It doesn't know that we're going to release him in the wild when we get him outside. I assume that's what they did.
Do you think this dude's been in a creek before?
I doubt that's the first time he's grabbed the raccoon. I'm just going to say he's really comfortable holding it out there. Now, I think they serve beer at those games. It looks like he's got a beer in there.
100% Bud Light.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do that with a lesser beer, Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just an amazing video there. It's something I would not have done. I would have run for the hills. We had Billy Woodham, our high school coach, would tell you this is true. We one time at the end of our dugout, we had our equipment closet. We would keep, you know, helmets, bats, balls, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, typical high school, it was not completely secure. You know, you could crawl up in there somehow.
Right.
And I forget who was the first one to open it up, and that raccoon was in the corner. It gets back and starts hissing or whatever it does.
Yeah. I mean, I bet you filled your pants.
Oh, it wasn't me.
Filled his pants.
They were telling a story, and they were like, what should we do, coach? And, you know, I'm just an assistant coach. I said, I'd leave the door open and let it escape on its own.
That's right. Let this go. Yeah. Let's
start off the day across the street in the batting cage, then we'll come back and see if we can get everything else out of there.
Yeah. You did have a bat, though.
Yeah. Well, the bats were in there, LT. We'd have to go in there to get the bat. I wasn't going to quick draw with that thing. Scary. Those things can be scary. Hats off to that fan there. LT's got our trash when we come back right here on the next round.
Follow Dunaway on Twitter and Instagram at Jim Dunaway.
ERA King Real Estate is on the move. They've just opened a new state-of-the-art office in Homewood, as well as new offices in Vestavia and Huntsville. The real estate market has never been crazier than it is right now. That's why, with 52 years of experience, ERA King Real Estate is growing to serve you. To find out more, text the word MOVE to 35620. That's MOVE. MOVE to 35620. ERA King Real Estate, growing to serve you.
Hi, I'm Lionel Richie, and I have traveled all over the world, but I consider Tuskegee, Alabama as my home sweet home. I have such a pride in this state, and I know that there's something I need to tell you that's of great importance. Vote. Register to vote and get your voter ID today. It really is easy. Easy like Sunday morning.
Hey, if you're looking for Birmingham's best pizza, you need to stop in and see our friends at Slice Pizza and Brew. It's as local as you can get, from the ingredients that go into every pizza to the beer on tap. For a great lunch or dinner, go see our friends today, Vestavia or Lakeview, at Slice.
Bromberg's invites you to an exclusive two-day buying event. Meet an expert buyer to sell your jewelry, diamonds, watches, and collectibles. Receive immediate payment or opt to receive 120% of your offer in Bromberg store credit to use towards anything in the store now or in the future. It is Bromberg's exclusive two-day buying event. Thursday, April 21st at the Summit. Friday, April 22nd in Mountain Brook. Appointments recommended. Do not miss this opportunity at Bromberg's.
A legendary coach once said, "It's not the will to win that matters, it's the will to prepare to win." Bryant Bankers have the dedication and experience to put together a financial game plan that's right for you. Stop by one of the 7 Central Alabama locations today or give them a call at 1-855-4-BRYANT to begin preparing for your financial future today. You'll find out what unbeatable service and legendary results are all about. Bryant Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the next round to tell you about our friends at Gutter Cap. Gutter Cap's that patented aluminum cover system that fits over most existing gutters to keep out debris and eliminate that gutter cleaning. It's back with a lifetime warranty, almost 20-year service record right here in Birmingham. Stay off that dangerous ladder forever. 45% off the retail price now if you call guttercapbirmingham.com. Call my good friend Chris Stewart now, 205-823-2212. Cap it, don't snap it. It's Gutter Cap.
When it comes to choosing a dentist, two things are critical: trust and comfort. Ryan Brown here from the next round. It's why I tell you about Stone Creek Dental Care. Dentist owned and operated, and Stone Creek Dental Care is the Southeast premier provider of comprehensive dental care with more than 20 locations, including Birmingham, Chattanooga, Huntsville, Trustville, and Montgomery. Stone Creek Dental Care is able to provide a level of quality care you will not find anywhere else. From your basic cleaning to restorative dentistry, cosmetics, and endodontics, Stone Creek Dental Care covers a wide and comprehensive range of dental services for patients of any age. Stone Creek Dental Care's mission is to provide the highest quality dental care to every single patient in an environment that exemplifies the highest ethical, personal, compassionate, and professional standards, and to provide the best patient experience possible. Stone Creek Dental Care is currently accepting new patients at all locations, and new patients get a free Chick-fil-A gift card at your first appointment. So visit StoneCreekDentalCare.com to find a location nearest you. Stone Creek Dental Care.
.com.
The Next Round team is getting healthy in 2022. You could join the challenge as we look to lose weight with our friends at Way to Wellness. Plus, you can participate with your office as well and win a grand prize. For more information, go to nextroundlive.com.
If renting is putting a dent in your bank account, here's your sign from the universe that it's time to buy a new home. And who better to help you through the ins and outs of home buying than our friends at Mortgage Right? With Mortgage Right, you don't have to worry about becoming a short-notice mortgage expert because they do all the heavy lifting for you. They're trusted mortgage professionals, and they'll help you choose the right mortgage option and stand by your side every step of the way. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR to buy before renting runs you dry. That's MortgageRight.com/TNR. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
Back with you on the Next Round. Part of our show being brought to you by our friends at Johnson RV, JohnsonRVCenter.com. Two locations up I-65 between Birmingham and Nashville. And I've said this since we got back from using a Johnson RV vehicle to go to the national championship game. What a great way with the kids out of school to go see America and just to spend a lot of family time together. The show we watch together is This Is Us.
That's right.
And Jennifer do this.
Yeah, I think two episodes left now.
We are playing catch up. So okay. We watched three episodes yesterday, laying around. And as things continue to fall behind,
the sumo wrestler just died.
Yep, it's uninflated back
there. Very unfortunate.
And the mom in the show made a great point. They'd had a bad day at the movie theater where the little rugrat had run off into the mall. This is like episode 3 of the new season, so this has been back in February for most of you that watch it on time. And he's like, God, you know, his first movie, and all he's going to remember is that he got lost in the mall and he had to call you to come rescue him. And she's like, no, every day there's always that opportunity to make a good memory, to have that be what kids remember about a day. And they went on and started making ice cream sundaes inside the kitchen after they got home from the mall, picking the kid up from the mall and everything. And she was like, that's the memory they'll remember. They won't remember the mall. They'll remember the ice cream and all of the good times right around the island. They don't remember the bad times. They remember the good times. And all that to tell you, an opportunity for you to make some unbelievable memories with your kids with our friends at Johnson RV.
Holy hell.
I had the copy pulled up.
I zoned out of that one.
Seriously, I asked, what the hell is he talking about?
So now I'll give them their 15-second spot.
Oh, okay. I-65, exit 304 in Coleman, exit 334 in Decatur. You can see things like that new Clipper Ultralight 182 DBU bunk model from Coachman. Payments as low as $179 a month. See them for details at Johnston RV Center, JohnstonRVCenter.com.
I never want to watch that show, ever. And then Maggie's like, you know, as soon as you watch it, you're going to like it and you're going to cry. And so I did not want to watch it yet last night, yesterday afternoon. We were done with everything, but it had been a while since we've watched anything together. So we piled into the bed and we're watching it. And sure enough, about halfway through the first, you know, the blind kids sing her a song on her birthday, and I'm bawling my eyes out.
Dude,
she's like,
well,
I told you.
You just wait till the end of the series. You're going to. Like the last few episodes, if you cry at that.
I got teary-eyed crying. I mean, telling about the Sundays.
It's all right.
Got a little lost. Thank you, Johnson RV, for bringing me to tears. Great way to see America. JohnsonRVCenter.com. Trash time, Rockstar.
Is it because of... This is my mom. Hold on.
Hi, baby!
I'm trying to work right now. You over there calling my phone. This is D'Angelo. You can say hi.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
Hey, when it comes to home equity, bigger, always better. And our friends at Mortgage Right have a program that will help you gain more equity while paying less out of your pocket. With Mortgage Right's Wealth Builder program, you can build equity faster than you would with most other mortgage programs, and you don't even need a down payment. Apply your cash towards a lower interest rate or shorter loan term instead. Save bigger and better than you can with most other mortgage options. Go big and go home. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. It's a crazy story I just came across. So a Dutch man is on vacation in Spain with his wife.
Okay.
They rent a boat.
All right.
He decides to cliff dive.
Yeah.
She films it. Problem is, when he jumped, he hit rock.
Oh, no.
Video obtained by the New York Post shows 31-year-old man jumping off the cliff at the Margrates Islands on Thursday afternoon. In the video, it appears the man hits a sharp rock before landing in the water. Wife, who was unidentified, was with their son filming from the boat nearby. She can be heard on the video saying, oh, my God.
What does he live?
No. Autopsy determined the man suffered.
That's the answer?
There's an autopsy.
From a broken hip and arm. He drowned after losing consciousness.
Wow. Jeez, that's awful.
So just don't do these jumps, right?
Well, I mean, I think that would go without saying. But
it makes me nervous watching people on Chimney Rock.
Just Chimney Rock.
Yeah.
And you
know you're going to hit water.
I guess you don't technically know. I mean, if you don't jump out far enough. I mean, how many times when you've got your little one up there, you have to say, remember, you got to jump out. You got to jump out.
Man, it's a big jump from the top part. I've never done it, nor do I really want to.
Me either. The closest I ever came, and I had a belly full of rum in me, was
a belly full
the ice cream
rum.
At the mall. They don't remember the mall.
Had a belly full of rum. We were on our honeymoon and we were in Jamaica and we'd taken some catamaran and then we were stopped at some
Did
place.
Did you pack clothes for that trip?
very little clothing. I had on a thong at this point. But it was one of those slides where you have to hold on and you slide off the cliff and out over the water and then you let go and drop into the water. Problem is, if you don't have upper body strength like I do not, and when you leave land, you're heavier than you think you are, especially with a belly full of rum. And I held as long as I could, but I didn't make it out as far as everyone else, and I barely made it to water. Barely made it to water.
Yeah, I did the rope swing at Rick's Cafe there. Was that the place you were at?
I did go to Rick's Cafe, but after that incident, I chose not to do the rope swing.
So we got a Washington State trooper made a surprising discovery jammed inside the back of his U-Haul truck during a traffic stop this week. The trooper Cunningham pulled over a driver hauling a car that was partially hanging out the back of the truck. Photos of the unusual scene, there it is right there,
show
that a single packing strap was securing the car inside the back of the truck.
All right, get the smallest U-Haul they have available.
Yeah, it's only $19.99 a day. It's right there on the side.
Cited for failing to secure a load and fined $139 since the driver didn't have a valid license and then the rented U-Haul was overdue for return. Both vehicles were impounded.
I mean, technically, if I just put a red oil rag on the back of that bumper, am I not legal in Alabama at that point?
How do you get that in there?
I'm guessing a ramp and then just keep driving till it stops.
You know, I can actually get out though.
No,
I can actually picture this. What he did, I guarantee you, was he backed up into a ditch so that the bumper was even with his yard and he just drove it right up in there. That's the way you do it in the country.
But how do you get out of the car? Do you climb out the back window?
That, Lance, is an excellent question. I think you have to climb out the back window. Yeah. Yep.
Or they put it in neutral and push it.
So, though boat hot tubbing is not a new concept, Alex Cantwes and his team set out to create a true hot tub, one-of-a-kind experience in that Spa Cruises design team. Look at this.
That's a pretty funny name, though.
And they will collaborate with clients to determine finished materials, colors, and sport accessories. They go on to say, and quote, addition to a wide array of color options, the consumer can choose teak decking colors, metal accents, copper clad, propane fireplace, custom stained tiller. You can also have a metal champagne bucket in there. Let me see that again, Rocky.
Well, can I make a point?
They look like they're having fun. I want one.
I don't think I want to be floating around out in the sun in a hot tub. That seems really hot.
Yeah, but if it's cool water.
Well, that's a different story, obviously.
Then it's you can see it at Lake Martin, but you can see the snow up on the mountains brown. So this is going to be cooler temperature, warmer water.
Yeah, you're not going to do this in the middle of the summer in Alabama, right?
Right.
Yeah, the one in the middle looks like she's never seen sun.
Yeah, she is a little white skinned.
I don't blame her. I do like that chilled wine.
I'll give them.
That doesn't seem uppity at all.
Original name, the Spa Cruzy, is pretty good.
What are we working on the front? Is that what warms it up? It looks like you got a little chimney. Is it a fire warmed?
It's a lighthouse.
No, Jim's right. It looks like you throw the coal in there.
Because I have been in a wood burning hot tub before. It keeps the water warm by burning wood.
So, like on the Bugs Bunny, really? It's just a pot over a fire, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Start chopping onions?
I told the story on the air. It's north of town. I don't know where it was, but it was my friend Kelly Orr and her husband Johnny's family cabin. Somehow they knew it. They knew the people. And when we got there, and it was sort of a couples retreat we were on, six couples.
Where do you drop your keys?
I knew it was coming.
It was a Sunday school class. Sunday school class retreat. So we were up there, and they've got a hot tub, but it's wood burning.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is that? And sure enough, it's a big...
Seems like it's right there in the description.
It's a big hot tub.
What is that?
And my buddy B-Dub had to build a fire, basically, in this little area that the water was up next to. And depending on how close to the wall you were, the warmer the water was, and not or not warm.
Did you enjoy this? Was it enjoyable?
It was a blast. Again, I had a belly full of rum.
Yeah. But it did. Wow.
How many people could the hot tub fit?
I think it was freezing cold outside. Like it was 28 to 30 degrees outside.
So
and it was at night.
But the water didn't bubble like a normal jacuzzi. It was just...
It did not bubble.
It was boiling and you needed to get out.
It was very much like that cartoon when Bugs Bunny would sit in the pot and the guy would walk around cutting up the apples and carrots or the potatoes and carrots. Yeah. But it worked. It was cool.
Interesting story here. A panel of judges in Sheffield have ruled that calling a man bald is now sexual harassment.
I really agree. And I wish you guys would stop.
Now, each of these three judges overseeing the court themselves suffered from hair loss and concluded using the word bald to describe someone as a form of discrimination. Now, according to the Telegraph, the judges also moaned about their own baldness during the hearing, which the paper points out basically suggests commenting on a man's baldness at work is the same as remarking on the size of a woman's breast.
Very similar.
I can see those two together.
Exactly.
You know, Fred's bald and Jane, she's...
So Finn, who will now be compensated, took the Yorkshire-based company to court claiming that he had been the victim of sexual harassment. Finn cited an incident that took place in 2019 with factory supervisor Jamie King, claiming that King's remarks about his appearance, quote, crossed the line. Now, Finn and King's entanglement also broke into violence. And during their run-in, King, who was nearly 30 years younger than Finn, called him a bald see you next Tuesday.
Well, I don't think the bald is the... part there that was
probably. And it's inaccurate.
One city near Chicago is now limiting the number of cats and dogs that a household can have, even issuing fines for excessive barking.
Not a bad rule.
They recently approved a per household limit of number of cats and dogs, allowing two of each pet per household. And the owner of the animals are also making excessive noise for more than 15 minutes at a time between the hours of 7 a.m. and 10 p.m. could get a $100 ticket. Well, I got a neighbor that'd be a problem for.
A lot of barking. That hasn't improved?
A little bit.
Yeah.
My little two dogs, one of them barks a lot and loves to be outside. The littlest one.
Does Angus. He bark outside?
He does, but he doesn't when I'm in charge. And well, I mean, it's like, okay, he's got to go outside at 7 in the morning. It's Sunday morning, 7 a.m., and I let him outside to do his business. And I'll stand at the door and I'll let him stay out as long as he wants to stand. But he knows, first bark, I'm picking him up, bringing him back in.
You're back in.
And he'll sit there and he'll look at me. And he'll
just debating.
He sit there in the sun. He'll look at me and he'll go, woof. And I pick him up. We go back inside. In. I said, I told you, dude, you sit out there all you want. Yep. But there's no barking, not at 7 in the morning.
I'm right there with you. Every time I let Lady Bird out, she barks.
Yeah.
Yep. You just can't do it. Can't wake the neighborhood up.
So your neighbors are doing their show somewhere else saying, now that Lance Taylor guy with that Lady Bird, all she does is bark.
Again, I pull a Dunaway.
Yeah. One barking in?
Yeah, she's getting pulled in.
Meanwhile, Maggie, if she's listening, love you, babe. Well, the dog will be just going to town out there. Ruff, 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 ruff. So we're training her right now. Training him right now. Now, this is the training we have going on right now. We have this little treat, right? And Maggie will go, quiet. Angus, quiet. And he'll stop barking. And she'll go, good dog, and give him the treat, and he'll eat the treat. Love it. Well, now he's looking at her, and he'll go, ruff, ruff. She'll go, quiet, Angus, and she'll give him a treat. And so I'm like, all you've done is teach him to bark.
Yep.
You put your finger in the mouth, and you're giving him a treat.
Angus is like, every time I bark, I get a treat. More barking.
So we've been debating back and forth whether she's teaching him not to bark or to bark for a treat.
That's right.
I think I'm right.
I think you're right on this one, You told Angus to bark.
I really don't get this story, Rocky, but the city of Utrecht is kicking off a campaign against sexual harassment on the street on Friday by catcalling men as they walk. Now, the city wants to draw attention to this type of harassment, which half of women and girls fall victim to in this city, by making men feel, quote, how uncomfortable and sometimes even threatening it is to be catcalled.
They're going to love every minute of it.
Not, if it's just for a day, sure.
It's not going to work the way they think it is.
Hey, I was walking down the street and them two hot chicks over there.
They said the campaign's kickoff is deliberately confrontational and abrasive.
Yeah, deliberately stupid is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, shake that moneymaker for me, Jimmy D.
Hey, everyone wants to be someone's first choice, and Mortgage Right can help you be number one in the eyes of home sellers across the nation by getting you pre-approved faster than other home buyers. Getting pre-approved in today's competitive market is a game changer, and Mortgage Right is the perfect lender to help you land your dream home. With their upfront underwriting program, you can understand your budget, minimize home buying setbacks, and shop with certainty when you have an underwriter's stamp of approval backing you. Be better than the competition. Visit MortgageRight.com/TNR today. NMLS 2239, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, when we come back, John Harbaugh has an interesting thing that he believes that is factual when it comes to college football in the National Football League. We'll talk about that. And in the final hour, are the ACC coaches crying too much? And is Lane Kiffin stepping on the goat's toes too much? All that still to come in the final five segments of the Monday edition of the Next Round, part of our show today being brought to you by our friends at the University of Montevallo. If you're looking for a great place to call home right now for your son or daughter when it comes to college, the University of Montevallo. Great student to professor ratio, 14 to 1. No tuition rise in the last 5 years. They haven't raised tuition in 5 years at Montevallo. Great price point, according to U.S. News and World Report. A beautiful campus, according to the folks at Southern Living. 75 majors, 21 fully funded Division II scholarship sports. Just a great place to go to school. It's Montevallo, the University of Montevallo. Schedule an in-person tour and learn more right now at montevallo.edu.
Call the Next Round now at 205-734-0923.
Major League Baseball, the NBA, when the time is right, we may do a little Canadian football, too. There's always some action for you at lanceslog.com, where we have my top picks for you in every league every single day. All it takes, $3 a day. $90 monthly subscriptions get you everything. No confusing packages or any shadiness. It's all simple and 100% transparent. Try it out and win with me. Go to lanceslog.com. There's a free play every single day. Again, online, all your winners every day. Go to lanceslog.com.
Summer is here, and that means it's moving season. Whether you are looking for the perfect home or you need to sell yours, Holly Mack Wilson can do it all. Call Holly Mack Wilson today, 205-901-9446, and let her work for you. Holly Mack Wilson, your dream home expert, 205-901-9446. That's 205-901-9446. Holly Mack Wilson, a trusted Tuscaloosa Keller Williams realtor you can always depend on.
What makes Culver's Butterburger one of America's best-loved burgers? I could go on for hours, but all you really need to know is this. Our fresh, never-frozen beef is made from the highest quality cuts for richness and flavor. We press that beef into a very hot grill after you order, and that's how we get that nice caramelized edge. Then we lightly butter and toast the bun for that extra bit of goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes it a Culver's Butterburger. Let us craft one for you today. Welcome to Delicious.
Spring is here, and as temperatures rise, it usually brings wind and rain, and that can lead to problems. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. If a problem does occur, Dry Tech specialists are ready to help. It is so important to act immediately when water damage occurs. Failing to do so can cause mold, rot, and mildew issues. So act fast. Call Dry Tech at 205-637-0143. You get 24/7 emergency services with Dry Tech, 205-637-0143, or mydrytech.com.
Hey, Lance Taylor from the Next Round, and I am with Drew Shields, the owner and operator of Exclusive Auto Wholesale in Pelham.
So why is it important for you guys to produce a better and more unique experience for the buyer here at EAW?
Well, it's important because word of mouth goes a long way. Everyone is quick to put up a Google review, and it's all about taking care of the customer to get that 5-star rating in return.
Make sure you drop by, see Drew Shields and that great team at Exclusive Auto Wholesale. For more information, eawcars.net.
Spring is the best time to be on the golf course, and Jerry Pate's design at Timberline will not disappoint. The course is in fantastic condition, and if you don't have time for a round of golf, come use Timberline's TrackMan driving range. You can practice, play games, and play virtual golf all on the practice tee. Come enjoy your day on one of Alabama's top 10 courses you can play. It's Timberline Golf Club. Timberline is easy to get to, just off I-65 at exit 228. Book tee times online at TimberlineGC.com. Tee it up at Timberline.
If you're looking for a fun golf atmosphere that is laid back with a peaceful environment, the Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280, is perfect for you. Just a short drive from Birmingham, this 18-hole, 200-acre track with rolling fairways and ample greens is the definition of peacefulness of the country just miles from the city. Enjoy a great lunch before your round and a cocktail on the wraparound porch after 18. Come see us today. The Meadows Golf Course in Harpersville, right off of Highway 280.
Want more of the show? Download the app or visit nextroundlive.com for the latest podcast. The Mystery Fifth Hour, our Not For All Ages podcast, The Last Call, and the entire Double Down Media podcast family. All at nextroundlive.com and on the Next Round app.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com. The latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
The new location of Walk-Ons is now open at Stadium Trace in Hoover near the Hoover Met. And just like the location off Highway 280, you get authentic, mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine prepared fresh from scratch every day. Walk-Ons Happy Hour is 2 to 6 Monday through Friday. $5 moonshine swirls, $5 house pours, and half-price appetizers. Download the Walk-Ons mobile app for an easy take-home experience for the family. It's game day with a taste of Louisiana at Walk-Ons off Highway 280-119 and now at Stadium Trace near the Hoover Met.
Championship this week on the driving range, Bubba Watson was just hitting with shorts on. Tiger Woods, he's at Southern Hills. He's practicing.
Tiger's going to play.
He's going to play?
Yep, unless something goes wrong over the next couple of days. He's been there 2 days now playing practice rounds, or at least 2 days.
Southern Hills, is that in North Carolina?
No. Would you like to guess, Lance? Southern Hills. Where does Southern Hills sound like it would be to you?
Southern Hills is in Kentucky.
Pennsylvania.
Rockstar, Southern Hills.
The mountains of Chile.
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh. Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, when you think Southern Hills, you think Tulsa, Oklahoma, don't you?
I've been to Tulsa once.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a country song. Was it good? Do you like Tulsa?
I flew into Tulsa.
Oh, yeah? I will say this, and I noticed this in my drive back from Alien Fest because I had to come through Oklahoma to pay off the other part of the bet there. Basically, from Oklahoma City to Arkansas, Oklahoma looks a lot like Alabama. You know, a lot of the pine trees and hills and lakes.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I thought that anyway.
I flew
Long I-40
before Fayetteville's airport got bigger, better. I flew in one time. It was even before the Northwest, and I guess that's the same airport. Before it got bigger, I flew into Tulsa for an Auburn, Arkansas game.
Isn't that still like a 2-hour drive, though?
It is. Yeah.
It was not sure, was it?
Basically, I think it's about the same as flying into Little Rock.
Like, there are very few things. A lot of stadiums have improved since they came into the conference, but few things have improved more than the ability to get to Fayetteville.
That's right.
It used to be awful.
That's right. They built a whole multi-laned highway up there now. It used to be a 2-lane road.
Still not a short drive, right? But you can fly directly in there now.
Hey, Urology Centers of Alabama, they bring us the Medical Minute every Monday or every week here on the show, and LT has it for us right now.
Yes. Hey, ladies, this May, the UCA Women's Center will join doctors and medical professionals nationwide to commemorate National Women's Health Month. This May, we aim to encourage women of all ages to make their health a top priority when it comes to urologic health. It's not uncommon for many women to simply ignore issues or just think it's part of aging. There are solutions for women who are dealing with pelvic pain, overactive bladder, or urinary incontinence. With the right treatment plan, these urological conditions can be managed to get you or the women in your life back to living healthy and happy. Do your part this Women's Health Month and schedule a routine checkup appointment with an expert at the UCA Women's Center. Call today to schedule that appointment, 205-930-0920. That's 205-930-0920, or visit ucawomenscenter.com.
All right. Appreciate our friends with Urology Centers of Alabama being with us here. Our buddy, John Harbaugh, as we continue our college football conversation here in the hour that's brought to you by Champy's Chicken, Highway 119 in Alabaster, open for lunch, dinner tonight, always this weekend, champyschicken.com. John Harbaugh coaches the Ravens. His brother coaches Michigan, Jim Harbaugh. John Harbaugh has a thing that he believes is almost a football commandment when you talk about football in 2022, an absolute fact. What is it, Brown?
He says there are two programs he has discovered from drafting their players that, and from visiting their campuses, that most resemble an NFL franchise.
Okay.
One will not surprise, well, actually both of these may not surprise you.
Alabama's not going to surprise us.
Alabama does not surprise you in the least. It probably would not surprise you that Harbaugh says Michigan, where his brother coaches, and you look at it on the surface, you're like, yeah, right. But it wouldn't surprise me that Jim Harbaugh runs a very NFL-like program. That's been his background.
No, but if I just looked at talent.
Well, talent doesn't back that up.
I would go Alabama, Ohio State, right?
What about Georgia, though? I mean, this is how Kirby Smart learned it. And talent-wise...
Yeah, I mean, now with this most recent draft, I would throw Georgia in there as well. Alabama-Georgia.
I read this with Mike Griffith, our buddy that covers Georgia and the Southeastern Conference over there for the AJC. And he said one way perhaps you could look at this. Now, Harbaugh is saying, when I get guys from Alabama and Michigan, they understand the professional stuff we're doing, the concepts, better than anybody. Those guys come in on a trajectory ready to play. And I start thinking, you know, Harbaugh has, they've had a fair amount of Alabama guys up there since he's been there. So I don't know how many Michigan guys they have. I haven't really paid close attention to that. But Mike Griffith said, well, do the numbers back this up? Last 4 years, draftees, here are your top five schools. So if you just go the last, you know, rolling 4 year recruiting cycle, right?
Okay. Ohio State will be on this list.
Ohio State is certainly on the list. But Georgia is number one. Now, Georgia was helped by having, what was it, 12?
15.
38 in the 4 year rolling period, though. The 4 year rolling average for Georgia, 38 draft picks. 15 of those coming this year.
About 40% of them this year.
Yeah. Alabama at 36 is a close second. It was a little bit of a down year for Alabama, but to be fair, they've had years where it's been not 15, but quite large, right?
Right.
Ohio State at 35, LSU at 32, and Michigan at 28. Now, what jumps out at me is Georgia, Alabama, and LSU have all won a national championship in that four-year window. Ohio State has played for one against Alabama, but has not won one.
But they've all been in the college football playoff.
Yeah. Michigan is the one. Like, if you want to just start pointing this out, okay, they run it like an NFL franchise, and numerically they're, you know, they're 10 behind Georgia, but they're right there in the top five. They've probably, well, there's no probably to it. They've gotten the least out of that.
Well, they have.
John's
pride,
almost.
But they were just in the playoffs.
They were just in the playoffs.
This was his best year.
Yeah.
But so it's not
a Big
too
Ten
far
championship.
Off. Yeah, it's not too far off, right?
No. Too far off, but. I mean, would you put, LSU's a weird one. They've had one of the greatest seasons we've ever seen and a lot of average around it. So I don't know.
2 years ago, I would have said Clemson was on this list.
I know. It's just.
It's like 1 year took everything away from
it. It really did then, and it is so weird. I mean, and this is a 4 year rolling average here.
Yeah, I'm still a little surprised Clemson's
on there.
I
don't know that Dabo has just filled up the NFL the way Georgia and Alabama and Ohio State have.
But nobody's surprised by the lack of Oklahoma and Texas on the list.
No, not at all. Not at all. Texas didn't even have a guy drafted this year. But
truthfully, though, if you go back to earlier this century in the early 2000s and back to the 1900s, you would be surprised if USC wasn't in the top five.
And Miami.
Yeah. But specifically USC in the tradition, the history of college football all the way back to the 60s, it seems like USC was always turning out NFL players.
You know, but that LSU, I mean, that's crazy for them to be at 32. To have won a national championship and then be bad enough to get that coach fired a season and a half later. And he'd make it 2 seasons after winning a national championship.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Before he got fired. I mean, that's with that kind of talent, that is really difficult to believe. And you're an athletic member. I'd be interested. I need to go read this. It was the final days of Ed Orgeron and how it all fell apart for him in Baton Rouge. And from what I can gather, and I got to go back and read it, a very interesting tell of just what happened. Ed Orgeron, that basically he lost his North Star.
Yep.
He lost who he was after that national championship.
Some people believe it was because of something we always say is undefeated.
I think he was in the market.
He was definitely in the market.
Yep.
More time worried about that than getting guys to dot their I's and cross their T's on the practice field. All right, top of the hour. When we come back, let's do this first. Let's relive what Nick Saban said at the tradition about parity and how Lane Kiffin and others have overreacted or reacted appropriately, depending on where you sit, about Nick Saban's conversation about parity. And then also we'll get into ACC coaches. Are they crying foul too much when it comes to tampering? All that's coming up, part of the show being brought to you by our friends at Odie's. Getting ready for another week of trivia on Wednesday. Hope you enjoyed a weekend of getting out to Odie's, enjoying some great outdoor weather.
Yeah, this spring weather's been fantastic. You can sit out on Odie's patio, enjoy a great lunch from Rodney Davis, award-winning burgers, the wings, great sandwiches, including my personal favorite, the Diablo sandwich. Again, it's a Birmingham institution. Go see Will Haver and that great staff today. Odie's Tavern, Crestline Village.
All the stories important to us are in one place. Catch the morning rounds each weekday at nextroundlive.com.